views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your boy Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is December the 6th, 2016. It is a Tuesday. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to today's show. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. And that, with that being said, let's jump into the administrative things that we need to take care of. As always, let's make sure that we are giving some of our financial energy to Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Because if it's been beneficial to you, it will be beneficial to everyone in the future as well as you. So let's ensure that Black Talk Radio Network is here. And you could do that by going to the website for Black Talk Radio Network. That's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And on the right-hand side of the margin, the right-hand margin, you will see a green donation icon that you can hit, and that will, that's where you can donate right there on the site. Very easy to do. Also, if you can also go by the homepage, you'll see crowdfunding digital black media. You can do it also there. So let's make sure that Black Talk Radio Network has what it needs to continue to move forward, and that needs you to give some of your energy to, for you to actually be one that is pushing and pulling this network where it needs to be. Very, very important. It's, you know, I always believe that there's three types of people: pushers, pullers, and riders. Pullers are the ones that actually take on the greatest responsibility to get where you want to go. That would be the organizers, the Scotty who put this network together. Then there's always some pushers that you need to help the pullers get that big boulder where they, where it needs to go. But then there's always people that want to be riders, and they just jump on and add weight, and they don't contribute at all. Make sure that we are shaking off all of the riders. Nobody rides for free on this one, as far as, because of the overall importance of it all. Let's do all do our part. You don't have to, you know, break the bank. You don't have to give everything that you have, but just get what you, give what you can that will continue to ensure that Black Talk Radio Network is here in the future. So let's be pushers and pullers. Okay, with that being said, now let's jump into some of the ways in which you should be. As the show started, when he talked about Libya with the gold dinar, very, very important, because that is very true. The economic power and the overall relevance and the significance that the real, that real money has for you and for your family and your, in the community in which you live in, is very, very important. Those with You know, they always say that there's something called the golden rule. Those with the gold make all of the rules. And this is one of the things that we have to first understand. There's some basic economic things that we have to adhere to, and also we have to maintain our overall connection to the great creator and not to sell our energy short in a slave's wage of paper. So if you would like to exchange your cash for paper so that you can be paid as a, or saving as a king, or saving as a lady and a gentleman, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint. That's PROSPERITYMINT, Prosperity Mint, and you can see what's in inventory there, and actually get, you know, exchange your cash for real money. And this is something that's very, very important. But make sure, before you do that, make sure you email wolf6pack1@gmail.com before you do that, so I can explain to you the process in purchasing and what it is that you have. Very, very important that you do that. So that's what you can do there. Now let's jump into what's in the news. Let me pull this up really quickly. Some articles that we have in the news. And there was a couple of articles that was missed yesterday, so we're going to catch them up today. And this was from yesterday, but I just didn't see it. It was from Wall Street Journal. Of course, the Italian referendum, Prime Minister Renzi quits as voters deliver stinging rebuke. I don't think that he's quit. He said he was going to, and he said it on Monday, but then I think Monday evening he changed his mind and said, maybe I won't. So see how that goes. But this is very important, because these are some of the things that's going on globally that is not spoke about, and we don't really know what's going on. You know, one of the things here at Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network does a great job in presenting information to you all. So one of the things that I wanted to do is not to bring what is customary or what a lot of people talk about within the overall news cycle or the relevance of things that's going on. So what we do here is we talk about preparing you and talk about global news. And, you know, there are some times that we cover things as what's going on regionally, locally, and within the communities, without a doubt. But we focus more on those other things so that we have all of the 360 of our, you know, all bases are covered, and we have a full view of what's going on.
Dave just dropped off the board. We need to get him back. So give me just a second. Maybe he has a bad connection. I was having an issue with my broadcast earlier. Let's see. As he may not even know that he is no longer on the board, so we're going to give him a call. You're listening to Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Stay tuned as we try to get reconnected with Brother Dave.
Again, Africa is preparing to again stand at the crossroad to lead the rest of the world that did not exist in history. What I'm saying, not that the Greeks did not exist, or certain aspect of the Asians. What I'm saying, that no one knows them in history during that particular time when the Africans were already set in the framework for human civilization. Let us go back. Let's go at 4100 before the common era, as you would say, BC. And see if you see any Christian there standing up, any Muslim, any Jew, if there's a God named Jehovah yet, a God named Jesus the Christ, or a God named Allah. Any man in here, I will stop and give you 10 minutes. Anyone, if you're a man, you're a minister, you're a rabbi, you're whatever, come up and show that I'm lying. And Boaters who made what is today called Christianity yet. We do not have Muhammad Ibn Abdullah yet. We don't have him until around 622 of the what is called the common era, the Christian era. And we certainly don't have Abraham until the Africans along the Nile are already in the 13th dynastic period. And that's what saddens me, is that you believe that you got the only answer. And there was somebody named Adam and somebody named Eve.
Okay, Scotty, sorry about that. Thanks for texting me, because I definitely did not know.
Oh, no problem, man. You left off where you were talking, making sure that people contact you before making purchases at Prosperity Mint.
Okay, wow, we missed a lot. Okay, so let's go back. Thanks, Scotty. Something told me that, you know, because when we're doing the show, I don't always look at my phone, and it happened to, I saw a text that said, man, let me check to make sure, because I was actually looking at the board.
Yeah, it's been some strange stuff going on today. I got knocked off my stream. My whole computer just went on the fritz. I just got like the white screen. I never seen a screen like that, so I don't know if it was the software I was using that caused it, but I had to shut down the computer. This was during right in the middle of my program today, so strange things going on, man, so I'm watching closely.
Okay, all right, good looking out. Thank you, brother. And you know, we're going to be having those type of issues continue to come up, especially now, because things are heating up. Where they're going to try to really control the overall propaganda. They're going to be pushing a lot of propaganda. And one of the keys to pushing propaganda is that you have to be the only one talking. And that's one of the things that they're going to try to ensure. But you all here at Black Talk Radio Network, the listeners, are much more savvy than that. That's why you're here, and that's why you support this network, and it's so, so very important. So I just wanted to say, let me pick up where we left off. Well, where we left off was after Prosperity Mint, BTR community. This is one of the reasons why it's important that we have BTR community, and that is a social media outlet that Black Talk Radio Network has put together for you to have social media engagements, from chatting to promoting your business or events that's going on, promoting some of the things that you're doing, having conversations or social media conversations about things that are going on, and just keeping in the know about some things. But I think it's very, very important that we start to move in another direction. We all need to have a more directed agenda where we start to energize things. You know, talking about things is great, but it has its overall... It has its effectiveness, but beyond that, there actually needs to be some work that puts in. And I think that one of the things that I'm going to try to come up with something where we start to have one show a week where it's from us as the listeners, you as the listeners, actually coming up with a real agenda that we all can get behind, even though we are spread throughout the country, which is still very powerful, and that should not change. And I think that there are things that we need to start to doing, even if it's just the smallest thing, and devise some things that we're going to do. Because what you want to start to do is you want to start to engage things by commitment and energy, because that's the only thing that changes anything. Now, that's the hardest thing to do, because we've been taught to have a bigger wishbone than a backbone. A backbone requires you to actually put some labor in. If, you know, Tando Radio Show, if I just had wished that Tando Radio Show would be on air, that would do no good. If Scotty had wished Black Talk Radio Network would just be on air, that would have been no good. There actually has to be some energy that's put behind it, just as well as your energy has to be behind things. And I think it's to our all beneficial good if we start to collectively rely on each other for that, even if it's just 2, 3, 4, 5 people. It doesn't matter how many people it is. It only just matters what energy is going to be there. And I know I've talked to a lot of you, and I know that you all support that. So we're going to start to put some things together. Now, at some point in some time, I think that should be something network-wise, when we all from you all, the listeners, start to want to engage more in actually doing some things, and that's what really has to happen. We need to whisper our way to prosperity and success by whispering what it is that we're going to do, and then make sure that those things are done. Now, that is much more effective than anything else. That's more than a movement, much, much more than a movement. That, ladies and gentlemen, is actually prosperity being built for the future generations that we have yet not named. So let's ensure that we do that. So BTR is a great place to do it. BTR is a social media outlet that's only $24 a year, and you don't have to worry about your identity being sold, nor do you have to worry about being adversely affected because of your opinion, your postings, your comments. So that is something that you don't have to worry about, because it was devised and it was created for you. So BTR community. Next, now let's go back to what's in the news. Catch up here, and at any time, if Brother Davis, if you would like to call in at any time to give us an idea of what's going to be on for Wise Wednesday tomorrow, we would greatly, greatly appreciate that as well. So let's go to what's in the news. Just want to make sure we didn't get kicked off. Okay, cool. So here we go. What's in the news? We're going to pick up some articles that were posted on Sunday that I missed, and this one was from Wall Street Journal, and the Italian referendum, Prime Minister Renzi quits as voters deliver a stinging rebuke. Next article comes from CNBC, and this was on Sunday, and my man Roz, I think, posted something today about this as well. Hawaii expects to get 3 feet of snow. You read that right. And my man Learn has said, yeah, I heard this mentioned earlier today during one of the NFL games. I was just wondering if this was the result of natural or man-made causes. So, good point. Next article came from CNBC. We talked about this one yesterday. Trump hits China where it hurts and tweets on Forex trade manipulation. One, the U.S. can't hurt China. Can't hurt China at all. And the last I've seen is that the U.S. owes China. China doesn't owe the U.S., so the U.S. does not have to check in with China, because Dump was basically saying that China didn't ask if it was okay to devalue their currency. They don't have to ask you anything. As a matter of fact, until you pay back what you owe them, probably better to keep your overall mouth shut and fall in line and realize that the U.S. does not have the political, economic, or the military strength that it once was before you get smacked down in the way. But I do believe that they do want this smackdown to happen for against you and not the overall celebrity figureheads that they put in front of you. There's so many clowns that now are being put in front as political celebrity figureheads, and believe me, history has always shown when this is done, there is some major, major, major catastrophic events that befall on the general population at hand, globally and regionally, wherever they are. So this is a ploy that's being played out, and not only here, it's in a bunch of different countries, and it's being repeated over and over again, because it's like a cookie cutter. It's worked before, so they're going to do it again. So check out that article. So next article, let me move up, because we have to move up to some of the things that we posted today. And here we go. First article. Monte Picasso recapitalization hangs in the balance after debt swap. And this was done by Bloomberg. And this was the oldest bank in the world. Bondholders agreed to swap about 1.02 billion euros, about 1.1 billion of subordinate notes for shares. Basically, they gave up some of their notes for shares in a bank that's failing. You never want to do that. Why would you take on that? So that's this whole banking situation is really, really quickly unraveling, and we're going to see how it plays out. Make sure that you and your family are prepared for this. Next article comes from Acting Man. Gold prices skyrocketing in India after currency ban. Man, this article is really, really important because there's also some pictures. So what we'll do is I'm going to definitely take a look at this article and before we get into the show today. Excuse me one second, everyone. Before we get into the show today, because it has some very, very keen points that we need to continue to look at. Next article comes from Press TV.ir, which is Iranian Press TV news media outlet. Russia, China vetoed UN Security Council Aleppo resolution. Russia and China have vetoed a UN Security Council resolution which would have mandated a 7-day ceasefire in Syria's Aleppo. Now, why would Russia and China not want that to happen? Because they are defeating the U.S.-backed, the U.S.-funded, the U.S.-created rebels, so-called moderate rebels, yeah, right, that have already said that if the U.S. ever stops supporting them, that they will turn to radical terrorists, which is the same way that they came about with the Al-Qaeda, because they were supporting them, the Mujahideen, and fighting them in Afghanistan to fight the Soviet Union. And then that's where, so this all is the same thing being played over and over again, so they're hoping that you won't realize what's going on and just follow along and do as you're told. So very, very important. And the reason why China and Russia are saying no, 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 is because they're seizing this Aleppo and that portion of Syria, and so the rebels are on the run. So on Monday, Russia stated that a truce would only permit the militants to regroup, and that the subjects required further talks between Moscow and Washington. So things are playing out in a very different way. Now, here's a great article from the globaltimes.cn, and this is a Chinese, this is one of their main media outlets, and yes, is put on by the government, no different than Cerebrally Naive Network, which you call CNN here. And it says Trump wants to treat China as a fat lamb, forget about it. And this is also a very critical, I mean extremely important article as to what's going on. China should brace itself for the potential fluctuation of the Sino-U.S. relationship, and that's the president of Taiwan relationship, after Trump is sworn in. Very, very important article. Check that one out. And my commentary on that is China has responded to Trump's craziness. So in the response, we're definitely going to take a look at that so you can hear what China's response is. It is a very direct response, and it basically says that, well, we'll get to it, and they lay it out, and they're saying that they will basically dismantle the United States in so many militarily and economically over this, and which is already being happened. So check out that article. Next article from Bloomberg.com. Want groceries in Venezuela? First stop at 6 ATMs. Dominguez Monteiro did the calculation as she stood in the rain at the midpoint of a query, which is a line, outside of a bank in Caracas. She needed to buy groceries. A package of rice would cost 3,500 bolivars, more than half of the day's worth, more than half of the daily withdrawal limits. And the ATM machine might be empty by the time it's her turn came around. So basically, huge, this crazy. So for people just to get rice in Venezuela right now, they have to wait in line at 6 to 7 or 8 or how many other different ATMs to get enough of the cash, the notes, the paper out in order to buy. Now, this is very important. This is the key. Imagine if you only had $2, 25 cents to, or a dollar to spend on food. Well, in Venezuela, it's much worse than that. They are only actually getting, what is it, 2 cents. That's what their purchasing power is in relation to a U.S. dollar. Crazy. And my commentary is that when you ain't got it, it doesn't matter how much it costs. And that's what we're going to take a look at this maybe a little later. I got to figure out exactly which ones, because some very, very important articles that are there, and we want to get into today's show. Today's show is just how we – today's show, December the 6th, 2016, today's topic is going to be just how reaching are the cyber attacks in today's connected world. So we're going to definitely take a look at some cyber attacks in the second hour of the show. So hold on for that. Next article comes from Mishtalk. Dallas pension showdown. Mayor seeks to target those who got rich from the system. The Dallas police and fire pension is severely underfunded. Not even $1.1 billion taxpayer bailout. The plan officials request will make the plan whole. Discussions of possible freezing lump sum payments led to a run on withdrawals, meaning that everyone that was in the program was retiring, and they have what's called a drop program, which a bunch of cities have. They were taking out large amounts of cash because they knew what was going on, and I'm very familiar with this system. And now it's basically causing Dallas and a bunch of other cities, Los Angeles and other cities, are going bankrupt behind this. Or so they say. They've been bankrupt anyhow, but they're going to use this. But this is how they're going to bleed into the pension. My man Learn said, yes, I believe Wall Street is about to ramp up their attack on pension funds across the country. Exactly right. Feather Light said, yuck. Alpha Male said, from reading the Delaware DuPont pension plan, if you're 50 years of age by June 2017, you're the last group to receive pensions. This thing is not just going on in that small police and fire pension. It is everywhere and is going to continue to grow. Next article came from Reuters.com. Pentagon pens ground op plans for Mosul as campaign falters. Hopes for a successful conclusion in the U.S.-backed operations to retake the Islamic State stronghold Mosul are reportedly fading, with the U.S. generals now preparing plans to deploy American ground troops in Iraq, pending the approval of President-elect Donald Trump. Now, remember, we posted that there's assault amphibious ships, is a LSD and a, I can't remember the other one that was there, and they have roughly around 4,000 Marines that are on those ships as they're making their overseas deployment, ending their overseas deployment, and they can be deployed at any time in that theater of operation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the hidden way and the covert way to actually get ground troops in for Syria. And that's where this whole thing is really going to go. And it is going to continue to unfold. Not a good look. So check out that article. Next article comes from naturalnews.com. Big Pharma now wants to vaccinate babies while they're still in the womb. It's bad enough when pregnant mothers get vaccinated, but now Big Pharma wants to take vaccinations to a whole new level. Instead of just vaccinating mothers-to-be, the industry wants to be able to inject unborn babies with their latest concoction. This is ridiculous. And my man Raj said the next level of population reduction. Absolutely right, my man. So that's what's in the news. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. That's what's in the news. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break, and when we come out of the commercial break, we're going to jump into today's show. So without a doubt, at any time, jump in. We'd love to hear from you because the dialogue is much more important than the monologue. You're listening to Pando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's me, your host, Dave from LA. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025. We have Brother Davis. Let me pull up Brother Davis really quickly before we get into today's show. Brother Davis, you there?
Hey, brother. How are you? I wasn't calling on yet. I was just listening. You know how that is.
Right. Hey, brother. How you feeling, Brother Davis?
Oh, superb, brother. I don't let nobody's attitude affect my altitude.
That's right. That's so true. You know, that's so important because so many times, you know, there are things in life that happen that you can't control. But the most important thing is you can always control your response to everything, and that is the most important thing. So true, Brother Davis.
Yes, brother. I'm going to tell you, I'll try to get myself in a frame of mind of achieving my goals. And 90% of achieving your goals is to have the right mental capacity to fortify yourself when you fall short. A lot of times people fail to realize that in order to get better, you have to fail. I don't care what it
right.
is. But failure does not dictate who you are. All it does is let you know, once again, you got to try a little harder. You got to think a little bit more intricate about this approach this time, because you don't want to make the mistakes you made the last time. And that's in a nutshell about what Wednesday night's show is about. How to be able to take a circumstance that you've set a goal for, and regardless of what comes, what weather changes, what the temperature goes up or goes down, you have the ability to be resilient enough to stay focused on what you're trying to achieve. And that takes a lot of mental fortitude. So we're going to focus on how we can rise above any circumstance, having an idea of what we're trying to achieve. Because, see, we have been brought up to meet other people's standards. All through school, you had to get that A or a B. If you didn't, you were called average. If you got a C, and, you know, in my house, you couldn't come home with nothing less than that. If you did, you had problems. So that was a different time. So what we have to understand is that even although we're adults now and our needs and our vision and our goals are constantly changing, we have to have the resilience to be able to pick ourselves up when we fall short and keep our eye on the prize. Oh, I want to give a quick shout out to Warren Valentine now, who is also on talk. Oh, I can't even think of it right now, but I've been doing so many things all day. But he's now been the latest addition to the lineup on the radio network. What is the name of that network? I was just talking to a brother and my wife about that earlier today. But he's been added to the network of this new... He's been added to the Free Speech TV network.
And oh,
I
want good.
To give big ups to him for that, because literally that puts him back on a national level.
Yes, good. Man, I tell you, no one deserves it more.
And another thing is that, and a lot of that has to do with those people who have been trying to follow him and through his trials and tribulations, because ultimately the brother has made it by achieving the goal he set. Now, he might not have reached the ultimate goal, but we should always have interims. It's like climbing the ladder. You want to go 6 feet, but you got to get over 1, 2, and 3 first.
Right.
So in that process, big ups to Warren, and I hope to tune us in tomorrow night where we focus on rising up of the challenges that may befall us regardless of the circumstance. And you keep doing what you're doing, brother, because the show's always informative, and I always listen when I can.
Man, Brother Davis, looking forward to it. And that's so true. Congratulations, and I'm glad for Warren, because Warren definitely needs to have a national platform. Very sincere, brother, that we all should continue to support. And let me tell you about what Brother Davis was saying. It's so true, because what happens with a lot of things is that, you know, the key to winning is that you first have to learn how to lose, because there's a lot of value in learning how to lose. And that, to me, that's always been something that I've always looked upon as the key to winning, is that you first have to learn how to lose, because, like I said, there's great value in definitely looking forward to Wise Wednesdays. And once again, man, big ups to Warren Ballantyne. I mean, Warren has been nothing but gracious towards me. Started calling in on Warren's show.
I mean,
and
Dave,
it kinda, sparked my overall interest in the show. And the brother has always been supportive, and glad that he is, you know, doing things and moving into a national platform, because that's exactly what needs to happen.
Dave,
and that voice is a very, very strong voice that is very sincere for you, our families, and our community. So big ups to Warren Ballantyne. We'll be I need to try to catch up and follow Warren on that new platform. So
hey, Brother Dave,
to hear that.
You know, that's
yes, go ahead.
That's also the story of Black Talk Radio Network. That's why when I do talk about how I was born, I'm happy that other platform kicked me off. Or suspend. They didn't kick me off. They suspended me, and gave me that feeling that, oh man, I'm not in control of my voice. Oh man, they could just take this away. This don't belong to me. This is theirs. Oh, silly me. And I learned through that process, man. And some could say that's a failure when I chose to leave.
Yeah, right.
But I chose to establish something greater.
See, that's the exact example. Scotty is absolutely right, because you would think, and how many times have different, you know, just let's just use this example, because other things, some things, this is really significant for us is Scotty's example. What if Scotty would have said, okay, I'm just going to sit out my suspension and then go back on there, and we would not have had Black Talk Radio Network, where full autonomy is given to the overall control of the network is by him, where Scotty does not censor anything that the overall shows. Of course, as long as you're not, you know, doing anything criminal or you know, anything that's unreasonable, or, you know, this is not the platform for that. If you want that platform, you can find that or create it yourself. So what Scotty did was, in the midst of so-called losing that position, he learned how to properly lose. But from that, he established his own self-determining direction and sovereignty. This is what Black Talk Radio Network, Kando, and all the programs here are really all about. It's free. As my man Max and the sister that raps with him that kills that track, I just man, sometimes throughout the day I think about that track, because that track is really, really relevant. It speaks volumes to each and every single one of us. And Scotty, you're absolutely right. That is the most purest example of what it is and what it takes to get where you want to go. You have to start somewhere. And sometimes some of the best places to start is where someone else says that they don't want your voice or your talent. That does not mean that your talents are worthless. You just move on to where it can be respected, and probably it should be respected by you first. What's respected by you, others will definitely have to respect in return. You can make them. So very, very important. Great, great point, and that's exactly it. And I know all of us have that same story, and we need to repeat that story and not be afraid to engage in things that we may fail in. Because I know all of the businesses that I started when I started my businesses, each time that things didn't go well, or so-called the business did not do well, or we had to close the business, it actually seasoned me as a better business person and understanding what it takes to get to where my success levels are, not where someone else's, but where mine are, and control that own destiny. And that is a very, very powerful thing. So great, great points, Brother Davis, and Scotty. That's the exact example of it all. And you know, Warren himself is definitely a testament to that. So looking forward to that movement there. So now let's jump into today's show. And how much time? Okay, we got plenty of time. What I want to do is I want to pick up, which article are we going to pick up? But oh, before we do that, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call about anything. The number is 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, before we get into the second hour of the show, where we're going to actually take a look at some cyber attack stuff. So there's no callers that's in the queue. Okay, cool. So what we'll do is that we will go to, there's an article that I want you to check out. And I don't want to, let me see how I'm going to do this. Okay, this is probably what I'll,
hey Dave, just remind them that this is a new platform, so to unmute yourself, hit **.
Oh, yeah. Yes, if you'd like to call in at any time, if you have a question or comment, and I always say that a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. What you just need to do is call in to 866-510-9025 and then hit **. That will unmute you. We will see you in the queue, and I will definitely bring you up, and you can you'll have that the opportunity to make your comment or your question known, and looking forward to talking to you. So it's 866-510-9025, and then all you have to do is hit **. That will unmute you, and we will see you, and then we will get to you, to your question or your comment. Looking forward to that. Okay, so what I want to do is so I'm going to deal with the financial part of things a little bit late. I want to pick up an article that was in the news from Global Times, steep.cn, which is Chinese, one of their major news outlets. And I want to show you, and so that you can understand that nothing has changed. There is never really a change of a power just because you have some form of election or anything else. So there was an article from the Chinese Times, because over the weekend, the president of the Taiwan made a call to Trump, and it was all facilitated by Crazy Dole, Bob Dole, the same Dole family as, you know, the Dole from Pineapples and everything else, and used to be in politics, a career-long politician, and actually ran for the celebrity CEO-ship of the United States.
The Dole family is most responsible for kidnapping the Hawaiian Kingdom's queen and forcing her to sign over their sovereign rights to the corporations and the United States. So I think a lot of people just don't really know how many criminals we got walking among us.
So I'm glad you, exactly, Scotty. That is the legacy of this dude Bob Dole, and it's far, far worse. So he actually orchestrated the connection between Taiwan and Trump. And this actually caused China to be quite upset. And, you know, I think it all is all, they're all in the same thing, but it actually is important for you to know, because this is going to be the trigger as to where things are going to go, because the South Sea of China is going to really, really pick up now. And so here's the article. In response, China was upset that there was a reaching out between Taiwan and the U.S. and then dumped, called them currency manipulators, and had the nerve to say, you need to check with us, like China is subordinate to the U.S. How much time we have? Okay, we got time. So what I want to do is I want you to see and want you to really read between the lines and pick up the energy. And this is from Global Times in China and what their response was. There's not too many places here in the States is going to be talking about this, because what they always talk about here in the States is what mainstream media propaganda is all about. But here we try to give you as much so that you can know what's going on and you can make decisions for yourself, your family, and our overall community. So here we go. This comes from the Global Times in China. Trump wants to treat China as a fat lamb. Forget about it. Trump wants to treat China as a fat lamb. Forget about it, is what they said, and had a parenthesis there. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump threw a tantrum against China Sunday night. He said in a tweet that China didn't ask if it was okay to devalue their currency. Boy, y'all about to get a spoiled brat. And this is going to have some real
Dave, this dude is crazy, man. This dude is like playing this character, man, and he's just going to play too much. And it's just going to cause serious repercussions. I mean, the corporation is going to be dissolved. It's in decline. The empire is in decline. These empires don't last always. When these people try to make global empires like that, they have their dawn and then they have their sunset. Yep. And the sun is setting on USA Inc. And so this guy, the only thing that they have left to energize the majority population is these foolish expressions of white supremacy. Oh, who are these people? They didn't check with us white people first before they devalue. I mean, that's not going to play on the international scale. It's on the stage like that. It's not going to play. They can get away with it here, but it's not going to get away. It's a different world now.
Man, Scotty, spot on. Exactly. And that was my whole point. Scotty just laid it all out right there. It ain't gonna work, and they putting all of these characters, because that's all these people are, and the system actually wants you to be a character. That's why you got people walking around and faddish, making faddish statements all the time. That's their character. It's not their real individual person. But Scotty is absolutely right, and these characters are showing up all over the place. So check it out. Here's what it says. He said in a tweet. He said on Twitter, did China ask? Did you hear how he did that? Did China ask if it was okay to devalue their currency, making it harder for our companies to compete, heavily tax our products going to their country? The U.S. doesn't tax them, or to build a massive military complex in the middle of the South Sea of China? I don't think so. Hold up, wait a minute. There are nothing but military installations throughout the whole world. Military buildup has been the overall colonization and the subjugation of this manifest destiny program that's been going on since the inception of this fraudulent nation, which lies about all of its decrees. Its decrees never meet up to its deeds. So it went on to say, it's uncertain whether Trump went up against China because he had been irritated by some chiding comments on his receiving a phone call from the Taiwan leader, or was it a shrewd step and a well-considered Chinese policy. Anyhow, his response is unexpected. In his presidential campaign, Trump never mentioned the Taiwan question and also ducked the issue of the South Sea of China. However, he stirred up trouble against China before he sworn in, which contradict his isolationism. Considering there are many hawkish figures on his team and Trump is unpredictable, it remains uncertain if someone edged him on to challenge China. No matter what the reasons are behind Trump's outrageous remarks, it appears inevitable that the Sino-U.S. ties will witness more troubles in the early time in the White House than any other predecessor. We must be fully prepared, both mentally and physically, for this scenario. Did you hear what they just said? We must be fully prepared, both mentally and physically, for this scenario. And we always want you to be mentally and physically prepared for these type of scenarios and other scenarios. What are they saying mentally and physical? They are saying that this overall war is going to be one that's going to try their mental patience and their physical patience. What's the physical patience that they're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is nother than military confrontation between the nations. And they are ready. And the U.S. thinks it is. Article goes on. We should stand firm and remain composed. Trump can make a lot of noise, but that does not exempt him from the rules of the major power game. He doesn't have significant resources to deal with China. Whoo! They killed him. He doesn't have significant resources to deal with China. That is so true. The U.S. no longer has the geopolitical, military, or economic or diplomatic prowess or ability to bully their way anywhere anymore. All empires fall. And China has just announced in so many ways in a very bold statement to their people that they have fallen. And they will be, if they have to be the conduit in which to destroy it, they're mentally and physically prepared to do it. It goes on. The article goes on. The second largest economy, the biggest trading country, and a nuclear power. The second largest economy. No, in actuality, China is probably the largest economy and the biggest trading country and a nuclear power. His many words will become deeds. What's more, except for some political radicals, most of the U.S. people won't want to take the risk of sinking into a major power conflict. That's absolutely right. Do they know? They know that the U.S., the civilian population, the citizenry, that they call citizenry, I don't engage in that, but I'm just saying what they say, that they don't, the citizens of this nation doesn't even want to engage in a political are a confrontation. And as they say, most U.S. people won't want to take the risk of sinking into a major power conflict, because everyone here now knows you've been outmaneuvered. Article continues. We should also adapt ourselves to new changes, including new dynamics in the relationship between the U.S. and Taiwan. We should take initiatives to deal with the new challenges and pay more attention to the bottom line of the Sino-U.S. relationship and how to achieve a strategical balance between the both countries, though through contention. Goes on to say, Trump's reckless remarks against a major power shows his lack of experience in diplomacy. He may have overestimated the power of the United States, which he has. He may have overestimated the power of the United States. He may have already been, let me move this down. He may already have been obsessed with the power he is about to have a grip on and wishes the whole world should follow his lead. He may also believe that if China, the biggest power after the U.S., is awed by Washington, it will solve all the other problems. No matter what Trump thinks, China must be determined to upset his unreasonable request in the earliest time in office. Do you hear what they just said? No matter what Trump thinks, China must be determined to upset his unreasonable request at his earliest time in office. As soon as Trump, because they know what Trump is going to do. They already know the intel. They already got the spy information. They already know what the secret deals, and they already know what he's going to do, and they're going to slap him down quickly. That's what they're basically saying. And fight back if his moves harms China's interests. Case closed. And fight back if his moves harm China's interests, regardless of the consequences to the dynamics of the Sunni-U.S. relationship. If China behaves soft-hearted for the greater good of the bilateral ties, it will only embolden Trump to become more aggressive. Trump's China-bashing tweets is just a cover for his real intent. Which is to treat China as if a fat lamb and a cut of a piece of meat off of it. Wow. Excuse me, one second. Trump wants to revive the U.S. economy, but he knows that his country is not as competitive as it used to be. He is trying to move this down. Other countries into prosperity of the United States. The United States seems to be wanting to make the U.S. a new economic empire in the 21st century under his leadership, which is about to smash current world economic order. However, he doesn't know that the U.S. is the biggest beneficiary from the current world order, and he wants to reshape the world's order into winning, into a winner-takes-all. The winner takes all one. China should brace itself for the possibility of fluctuations of the Sino-U.S. relationships after Trump is sworn in. We must confront Trump provocative head on and make sure that he doesn't take advantage of China at the beginning of his tenure. This initial period will set the foundation for the Sunni-U.S. relationship in the next 4 years. What is China saying there? They are going to smack Trump down by all cause and all means, even if it means that they have to go to war with the U.S., which they know that they could do and win. Now, what are we seeing here? We're seeing a spoiled brat about to not realize that he's been outmaneuvered, and it's over and done. And this, in my opinion, is what the system really wants, because it brings the perfect plausible deniability for the economic collapse in the Third World War and the global nuclear war one that's going to be happening. Excuse me, sorry about that, everyone. So this is from the Global Times in China. Why is this so significant? China just laid out what their overall mandate is. And they are and have been prepared to respond. And they're going to respond to this asymmetrically, economically, militarily, and nuclear if necessary. And the nukes that they probably will be using is tactical nukes. They have not forgotten what happened in their third largest port in Tianjin in August of last year. So, where in my opinion, where a tactical nuke was used, they are more than ready and capable to respond appropriately. So, this is what's on the table, and want to see how this all plays out. Excuse me, y'all. So listen, everyone, getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation before we jump into the next part of the show, don't hesitate. Give us a call. The number is 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. And what I want to do is we're going to get into some of the expansion of cyber. This is a series that we were actually doing and wanted to pick back up because there's some very, very important, especially now, as you know, we move into this next phase of the next celebrity figurehead, and we already know that the overall mental stability of this person that's going to be there, and this is what the system absolutely called for and what they need, because it gives them perfect plausible deniability. This dude is going to start to go around saying, "You fired! You fired! You fired!" This dude is trying to act like he's going to fire China, and like China says, he is very inexperienced in world powers, and they're not going to tolerate that type of, because they see it for as this is the way the U.S. is going to try to bully itself back into position, and it just ain't going to happen. So now, many things, and one of the fronts that's going to be fought is going to be cyber wars, which we've carried the different things, and I want to continue with that so that you can see the overall relevance to the cyber stuff that's very, very important. So we're going to jump into cyber wars. And this is from on Vice TV. There's a series called Cyber Wars, and it's some of them I picked out, wanted to play because I thought that they were very, very important. So we want to jump into that right now. And then once it's over, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So let's jump into Cyber Wars. Very, very important. So that you know how connected and how broad this cyber thing is. It's not just your computer, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just your banking. It's far, far more than that. It is actually the overall, the future battlefield, and it's the connectivity of that is great, and it really affects everyone, and you'll see how it works. So let's jump into Cyber Wars, and this was done on Vice TV. Here we go.
A country torn apart. A cyber attack knocks out the power. So while the operators are trying to recover, they're also dealing with the fact that all their systems are going down. Ukraine blames the Russian government.
We had to rip off the Russian mask that occupies.
One guy said we're waging war against the criminal Russian government. They all are criminal.
That's
June 2016.
Ukraine for Vice, I saw firsthand the raging war between Russian-backed separatists and the Ukrainian military. Since 2013, Ukraine has been in a state of turmoil. That's when protests broke out against the pro-Russian government, which led Ukraine's president to skip the country. Then Russia invaded and annexed the Ukrainian territory of Crimea, while Russian-backed separatists started waging war in eastern Ukraine.
Now, let me stop it here real quick. Now, this is all the propaganda that's put off by the U.S. government here, and that's not really what happened. Let me tell you what really happened in the Ukraine, first and foremost. The Ukraine was actually, they had an elected government, and then the U.S. wanted to overthrow their government. Who do you think that the U.S. used to overthrow that government? They used none other to incite and instigate Russia was they used neo-Nazis to take over the Ukrainian government. And they actually started the overall overthrow where and this is what they wanted to do. And Crimea chose to leave the Ukraine and to in a referendum and to go back into Russia, which they had already had Russian ties, Crimea. So all of this is U.S. propaganda because this was the encircling of Russia to get to Syria, to destabilize Syria. So just give you, that's my overall take of it all. And they actually, the U.S. actually backed that overall coup in the Ukraine and stole the Ukrainian gold and took the gold and gave it to Germany, 33 tons of it that they stole from the Ukraine. And they all did this by the hands of neo-Nazis. So just do your research on that so you can see. But this is all some of the propaganda of the West. But let's get back to it.
But on December 23rd, 2015, a new front in the conflict may have opened up online. That day, hackers attacked three power companies known as Oblenergos in western Ukraine. It's the first known cyber attack that caused outages in the nation's power grid, and it left at least 250,000 people in the dark. The city of Ivano-Frankivsk was one of the ones hit. The operators at the control center agreed to walk me through what happened that day.
Okay, let me just say one more thing about this show. This guy, I forget his name, the kind of access that he has in a war zone and all of this is all propaganda. This is because this is what, from movies, you hear like Jason, all of that Jason Bourne, whatever that series is with Jason Bourne and 007, all of that stuff. That's what they do to get you to fantasize and to think that the government that you pay taxes to has the right to invade and to destabilize countries. This is the propaganda, but see, we don't look at it as propaganda because we would think that propaganda only happens from the other side. No, this is propaganda. The movies, the Jason book, because they're actually getting you to worship the intelligence community and everything else, not knowing what they really do and who they really serve and the rituals that they follow and practice, which are demonic in nature. Goes back to the Nazis, the Third Reich, and also Manifest Destiny. So these are the things that, so that you know that there is something else that's going on that you should be more aware of and be careful who you decide to align yourself. This is why you'll never hear me say we and us when talking about the United States, because I don't take on anything that the U.S. does anywhere, because first and foremost, I know that it has evil intention, and it is the pure evilness, because it is nothing more than the devil dressed in his Sunday's best. So let's get back to this.
Right. Thank you.
Це називається мнемосхема або оперативна схема.
The operation of a power plant. It displays the real power online. So we see each substation and it's connected to each other.
Bogdan Stoichuk is a deputy director of the control room, which remotely controls dozens of substations around the region. When did you realize that you were under cyber attack, that it was not just some equipment-level mishap, that it was, in fact, some sort of attacker penetrating your network?
We first realized that it was remote control when our remote controls were broken. The cursor was jerking around the screen and giving commands. It would turn off things and didn't want to. We really didn't have control of the keyboard or the mouse, so we sit here like right now. And the cursor was moving around like this, like someone had taken over their overall screen and selecting commands, turning it off and then turning that off and so on and so forth. Right away we understood that this was an abnormal situation, and it was not just a glitch in the program. We understood that someone had intruded.
Vladimir Fedek is the deputy director of IT at the power company.
What happened was an unauthorized takeover of the command program. Those programs that are used to manage substations.
Vladimir and his team tried to figure out what was happening. Substations controlled by the utility started shutting down one by one. It happened in the middle of the day, and as the power went out, residents had no way of knowing this wasn't a regular outage, and they were actually in the middle of a very sophisticated cyber attack.
We immediately decided to disconnect all of the infrastructure. All of our internet channels had been physically disconnected. Logistically and physically shut off.
With the grid unplugged to prevent more outages, workers at the power company realized the only way to restore power was to physically drive out to the individual substations and switch the power on manually. Yuri Korin was on duty that day. So we're going to one of the substations that was actually attacked and taken out.
Yeah.
And did you have to physically go turn it back on?
Yeah.
So there's 35,000 volts over there.
Yeah.
And if I get how close? 60 centimeters?
60 centimeters.
So bye?
Yeah, bye-bye.
So this is what you had to do in
this? Yeah, we should to open this.
And I'm going to stay close to you. So that's the...
They switch off this equipment, and they switch off that equipment. So this substation and two transformer was
right.
Without electricity.
Wow.
And this area was without
electricity.
Yeah. Open this box and press this button.
To turn it back on.
Yeah. It's more than 25,000 people.
You know, one thing I got to say, man, it's funny to hear Russian or people that were in the Soviet bloc countries in that area open this box and press this button. It was just funny. But that's just how their accent works. But what he did was took them out to this power plant and just showing one of the things that they couldn't get close to it. They had to stay 60 centimeters away from it, else it would have killed them. That shows the power of electricity in which you all have. That's why you can feel when someone comes in the room. There's so much more to energy than what we know. So let's get back to this before we get into the commercial break, because this is very, very important, and I'll tell you why after this presentation.
Wow. And that's just from this one substation. Dozens of substations across the region went dark. The outages lasted less than a day, but it took months for the power companies to get back to normal. I also learned that at least one facility was attacked but managed to keep the lights on. And there are likely even more targets who haven't come forward to avoid embarrassment. It's clear this was a massive, coordinated effort. So who did it and why?
Okay, so who did it and why? And I always like to say, who had the means, the motive, and the opportunity to do it, and none other, in my opinion, would be, as you know, the U.S. They probably were the ones that probably did do that because they gained so much leverage from that. And so that's who probably did it. And this is very, very important as I'm getting to the next part of it, because you're going to start to see that technology, and that was a test run for inside of a destabilized place,
how fast it would take for a power plant to go offline and for them to realize to get it to take it offline and how they're going to respond to it. Why? Because this has been done a couple of times since then. It was done in Russia. It was done there, and it's going to be done here because this is the new way in which cyber attacks is going to be happening. Yes, your power is going to be a part of the cyber attack, and you won't know who did it, but you will just know that the lights are out, and that is going to present a real problem for everyone. So let's get back to this, and then we'll take your calls. Here we go.
In 2015, 2 days before Christmas, at least 3 power companies in Western Ukraine were hit by a cyber attack, which knocked the power out for more than 250,000 people. The hack came in the midst of an active military conflict between the government of Ukraine and Russian-backed separatists in the east. Within 5 days of the cyber attack, the SBU, Ukraine's equivalent of the FBI, blamed Russia. After some lengthy negotiations, I met with a member of the SBU in the back of a van in Kiev, on the condition we not reveal his name or show his face. He told me that officials had advanced knowledge of the attacks, but weren't able to prevent them. But the SBU hasn't offered any proof to back up its claims.
All right, let me just say this real quick. Where have you ever seen any news agency that would be given access such as this? They would, you know, you would, if you were a real news source and you wanted to carry a story such as sensitive as this, and for those of you that have been in the military, you know what I mean, any sensitive stuff, there is no press release on that. Or if there is, they direct you to just the press person. You don't get to talk to the actual people or to engage in a way or to film or to hear them talk about it other than coming from the overall propaganda machine of their public relations. This is how you know that this is completely compromised by someone or the overall, this network and this show is a part of the propaganda machine to mislead you. No regular journalist, no regular media person is ever given any kind of access to any undercover agent. Why is this so important? Because this is how propaganda here works, and what you need to know, and this is why and how you can be able to tell who is who. This is why on Cerebrally Naive Network, they have former Central Intelligence Agency or NSA agents. That's because that network is the Central Intelligence Network. And they're pushing the propaganda that they want to be pushed. Very, very important that we understand that, because this is one of the reasons why I actually listen to these things, because I want to know what they're saying so I'll know what not to do. Because it's very, very important that we understand this is a complete propaganda, but it's giving you some information that you still need to know. So let's go back to this.
Why isn't there any direct proof that it was Russia? Why don't you have that?
Because we're a hybrid war, that simply can't be done. We stop all cooperation with the Federation of Russia. I mean, concrete, direct proof points to specific people. Can only be collected through telecommunications, which is situated within the Russian Federation or further beyond the border.
This is a full-on war with Russia. Both online, offline.
We people are dying. It's a real war, sadly. Everything else can be fixed. The lights were shut off. It's just being used as a confrontation in war. Sadly, that's why it's a hybrid war. This is the threats to communications are significant. And for them, they're ready to sacrifice all four.
But the reality might be more nuanced. After the hack, the U.S. government sent a team to Ukraine to investigate. And several cybersecurity firms analyzed the publicly available evidence. There's so many things that Russia gets blamed for as a big bag boogeyman that you go, well, maybe not all of it's true.
But some of it still is.
Robert M. Lee served in the Air Force as a cyber warfare operations officer. He also worked for an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency, which he won't confirm or deny was the NSA.
That means, yes.
Some company focused on securing critical infrastructure. Working with electricity industry watchdogs, he co-wrote the definitive report on the Ukraine attacks.
Now, why don't you take me through the actual, you know, in layman's terms,
sure,
how this attack go down? It's multifaceted. There's a few different stages, right?
Yep.
So it all started about 6 months previous to December. About 6 months previous, there was phishing emails sent out. So operators at the power grid were getting emails about a variety of different events going on in Ukraine. When they opened up the email, a piece of malware called Black Energy 3 was dropped to the system. That enabled the attackers to steal off credentials, usernames, passwords, things like that from the network, and then were able to come back in. Over that six-month period, they spent that time researching and understanding the environment. So it wasn't this story that we hear sometimes thrown around about light speed, net speed, cyber attacks. You know, no, it was human adversaries doing research in the environment. So the attack starts. When they did that, they also had a piece of malware called Killdisk positioned on the systems so that when the systems reboot, it would kick off deleting all the files and deleting all the systems.
Wow.
So while the operators are trying to recover, they're also dealing with the fact that all their systems are going down. And then in the midst of all that, they basically blew the bridges to those substations.
Now, let's talk about the actual people that did this attack in Ukraine. The Ukrainian government said it was Russia. So who was it? When you took a look at it, and you actually went into it, who did it?
If we're talking about should the U.S. government come out and say it was Russia, I don't think they have enough proof.
One American cybersecurity firm, FireEye, blamed the Ukraine attack on a group they call Sandworm Team, which they say has ties to Russia. Rob agrees.
I think the Sandworm Team is more than likely...
Sorry about that. Hold on one sec, folks. Made a mistake here. Hold on. Okay, so while I fix this... So... why is this so significant? Because they're laying out the groundwork that's going to be used here in the coming future. And here we go. We're back on. Here we go.
Private or hire team that goes around and kicks down the doors for places, and then it's possible that a military team or someone else comes in after. But I do not think that the Sandworm Team is the Russian government.
Sandworm Team may not be the Russian government, but the fact that Russia has been implicated in the attack could have international repercussions. And it seems highly unlikely that people inside the country would do something so high profile and so obviously in Russian interest without at least informing the government.
I can't imagine a scenario. This doesn't mean it can't exist, but I don't feel that there's a scenario where a team operating out of Russia thought that it was a good idea to take down a portion of the power grid and at least didn't notify somebody that they were going to do it. That's a very risky situation to be in.
Okay, so what we have, ladies and gentlemen, is they're using the internet as a mercenary's playground for wars of propaganda and interest. And this is definitely going to continue to show itself here. And what you're seeing in the Ukraine as it continues to unfold, which has been unfolding for a while, it's going to continue to grow. And this is the overall battlefield of choice because you're able to move in, do what you want to do, destabilize everything, and then blame it on some mercenary group or some spinoff or some rogue agency or rogue people, and it's a new way to say a form of terrorism. But what actually benefits from this whole thing? The overall institutions known as the government benefit from this all. Why? Because then this is how they're going to bring in new restrictions on you with the internet as well as alternative media and other media sources. This is another way that they're going to spin this in attacking the everyday true news cycle, which the only thing that's really relevant about the news now is nothing mainstream. Now, do you need mainstream media? Yes, because you need to know what not to do. When they say go left, you go right. When they say go up, you go down. When they say go down, you go in some other direction. You need to know what they're thinking and be able to discern the deceptions and the lies between what they're saying. What is their real intent? What are they trying to acquire?
And this is one thing you do know, is that they will give you some truths to expose a big deception. And if you know that, you'll be in a much, much better place. So very important. So let's get back to this. Before we get to the commercial break, I want to get this, and then we can take some of your calls. So here we go. Let's get back to it.
Power companies, this is the first time we know of that a cyber attack caused outages in the nation's power grid. If the attack was actually pulled off by Russia, this wouldn't be the first time access to electricity has been used as a weapon in this conflict. More than a year before the incident, Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine. Then some Crimeans got very pissed off and struck back. They formed a blockade and cut off access from Crimea to Ukraine. In November 2015, they blew up pylons providing Crimea with electricity, leaving 2 million Crimeans in the dark. That happened just a month before the cyber attacks on Ukraine's power grid.
We teach as businessmen, bankers, and farmers, we did the blockade. We didn't take over anything. We were always lived at home. Putin came in with weapons, and Russian soldiers came in with weapons to Crimea and took part of the nation, part of the Ukraine that wasn't theirs. He took homes so that we couldn't just happen to live there.
Lenur Islyamov is a businessman and former deputy prime minister of Crimea. He's a Tatar, a Muslim ethnic minority in Ukraine. He was the leader of the blockade, and the Russian government has charged him with terrorism in absentia. Many believe the cyber attack on Western Ukraine's power grid was Russia's retaliation for the Crimea blackout, which happened just a month earlier.
The Russian government has actually named you personally for sabotaging the Crimean power grid. Mm-hmm. How do you respond to that allegation?
I don't care what Russia thinks and who they accuse of that. I lost many assets which I left behind in Russia. I lost the ability to return to Crimea, as well as my mother, my father. It's a huge loss for us. You can't put a price on a loss that size. Let the Russians also lose something. They must be prepared to lose every day and losing even more. That way the loss at the blockade will win. Right now they are just watching, and they're connecting to my phone. They're tracking my movements. They're very interested in my location. So I don't stay long, longer than 2 hours. I also have a certain steps because they're always scoping out where I am. Places where they can find and kidnap or kill me.
So do you personally think the attack on the Obonergos in December in Ukraine was retaliation for the attack on the power grid in Crimea?
Absolutely. It leads to the same change, of course, that's right. The events of the blockade and the responsibility of the hackers. The two things together, it makes sense. We will return to Crimea, there's no doubt about it. All Crimean Tatars will return to Crimea sooner or later. We will return either under a shield or with a shield in our hand.
So you're going back to Crimea dead or alive, is what you're saying?
I think so, okay. Nobody has the right to take that away from us. It's our land. It will be our owners, and the fact is indisputable.
The Russians may have been the first to take the conflict in Ukraine online.
All right, everyone, getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back out of the break, we're going to finish this up, and then we're going to tie up, why is this so relevant? Why do you need to know what's going on in Crimea? Why is this cyber so important? It has huge ramifications and things that you need to know. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, and we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Shake it,
not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty, I saw your message about the sound, so I turned it up a little bit. So we should be good to go. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation, once we finish this, you give us a call at 866-510-9025. We're going to finish out the next, I think, is maybe 20 minutes of this. No, about 15 minutes of this, and we'll take your calls. And
Dave, you don't need to turn it up, man. You don't need to turn it up. That was loud enough. That was actually a little too loud, but you good.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. All right, so let me get that back where it was. Okay, so here we go. Okay, sorry about that, everyone. I hit the wrong button. So here we go.
I was being fought there or continuing from both sides. Ramon Burko and Vitalik Sororin, not the real name, are part of a group called Informed Upon.
We stand in front lines in information wars. Right after the Russian Federation invaded the Ukraine, we had to lend our own war, to lead our own war to protect the Ukraine, because we saw how the government structure was unable to handle this situation. We had to rip the mask off of the Russian occupiers.
Many of their members live in Crimea or in separatist-controlled regions in eastern Ukraine. Officially, the Russian military is not deployed in the east. But using a mixture of social media and on-the-ground intel gathering, Informed Upon is proving Russian special.
Okay, let's stop right there. Using social media and information gathering, now you see why Fedbook ain't free and the other social media outlets aren't free. This is data mining that they're using against everyone during all forms of and during all times, during the Ferguson, during anything that you would be doing, the regular citizenry would be doing. They established that platform so that you will actually tell them what you're doing, and they first give it to you by something that brings you comfort. And you like it, convenience, and it's something that meets your desire. And so they give you what they create, and they give you something that they tell you that you want, and then lo and behold, they use that tool against you. This is why I really never wanted to ever be on Fedbook, and this is why we asked Black Talk Radio Network to establish another way and means of that. So this is what you need to know and why you need to hear these things, because in the future, what you know now and what you find out now, you will be able to leverage for your advantage to protect yourself, your family, and your overall community. So let's get back to this.
Forces are actively operating in the region. They've also published information about Russian soldiers serving in Syria. They agreed to meet me in my hotel and wore masks because they worry about what could happen to their family members and loved ones if their identities were ever revealed to Russian agents.
So what is Informed Upon, and what do you guys do?
Okay, let me stop there real quick. Let me hold on. It says Informed Upon is an international volunteer based organization. Now, before they put their mask on, they didn't have any mask on in front of him. Why? Because they were all worked for the same handlers. It's all the same operation. They put the mask on in front of him. Boy, this stuff is funny. So let's get back to it. Just wanted to point that out to you guys. Starting in the beginning of March of 2014, made from the people who saw that, who saw the aggression right away behind Russia Live. We gathered information from not only from the streets, but from the Russian soldiers. We did investigate, and we are hitting Russia back. We had to publish exact names and their surnames, meaning their last name, of the people who occupied our land and territory. In 2016, everything changed. We started to form cyber groups. We stood up with Ukraine, Falcon Flame, Trinity, and RHHH. And now all of the groups are trying to unite because they understand that they need to try to strike back stronger and unify. Like bees, they are attacking a bear who is sticking his nose into other people's business.
This is war between Ukraine and Russia. This is essentially a cyber war as well.
We're going into the cyber war phase. The first cyber war is beginning in the year 2016, and I think we will win it.
You're behind a keyboard. You're causing havoc for the Russian government. But are you willing to die for that cause?
If it becomes necessary, we will go to war and we will learn. But now is just not the time to sit around and watch. For now, we'll be here behind our keyboards. All right, so, wow. They said that this was the year that started the overall cyber wars. And I would say that the cyber wars had started before, but now they're just more publicized and they're in the regular population domain now. The cyber war is to the level of your computer at home, your smartphone. Everything is going to be used in this overall advent of cyber war that is really the new battlefield of the future. And believe me, you will be their victims because that's what their intentions are, by way of either stealing information from your bank account, sensitive material, stealing your identity, or cutting out the lights on you at the appropriate time to serve the overall subjugation and enslavement agenda. This is the new paradigm in which we are living in now. So let's get back to this.
In the world or in Russia. Unfortunately, there's a certain character at the center of it. Bogachev.
Sorry about that.
Here you go.
Here we go, 1 second.
Russia never formally responded to Ukraine.
They're in Moscow now.
The country is to blame for the cyber attack on Ukraine's power grid. And some government officials within Russia really don't take the threats from Ukrainian hackers very seriously.
I don't see that this point is responsible in their jabs. Imagine you meet a professional MMA fighter, for example, me. A boy comes up to me, maybe he's a little bit drunk or are in a bad mood. Maybe his woman left him. He comes up and starts being rude. Should I beat him up? You have to explain to him not to do that. Why create a conflict? First, because I'm stronger in every way.
Is a member of the Russian Parliament and the Committee on...
All right, let me stop this real quick. One of the things, now they're in Moscow. So this dude just went from Crimea to Moscow. He just went. I mean, excuse me. He went from the Ukraine to Crimea. Now he's in Moscow. Ain't no way in the world, if this was all sincere, that would happen. Why? Because he would be looked upon. That whole network would be looked upon, and would have been investigating. They would see what they're doing. This is all because the system wants you to feel comfortable in it, and this is the propaganda. This is where the governments are all in cahoots against you. Because if this was sincere, there's no way that this dude, this American dude, could go to, talk to, and engage with the very same people that the Russian government is fighting, then go to Moscow and talk to some of their so-called political leaders. Wouldn't happen. But there's a reason why, and I'm going to tell you after, give you my thoughts on it. But here we go.
Informational policy, information technology, and communications.
Yes,
if you continue to deal blows against Russia, you will receive a response. This adequate response will be a million times stronger than what they are trying to do. They have to understand that.
The Russian government maintains it never invaded Ukraine, and that Russian soldiers in eastern Ukraine are merely patriotic volunteers helping Ukrainians who want to separate from the country and join Russia.
We're not trying to participate in the conflict. We're already dragged in. We're neighbors. We're not trying to create the conflict. We're trying to get away from it.
Dengen might think ragtag Ukrainian hackers are harmless, but the hackers I'm about to talk to are the exact guys who, in collaboration with InformedUpon, hacked the Kremlin and leaked the emails of Putin's right-hand man, Vladislav Surkov, making international headlines. So, right now I'm waiting to meet up with a hacker.
He's back in Ukraine, in Kiev.
Up with called Ruhain. And I don't know what these people look like, but I do know they're under investigation, apparently, allegedly, by Russian intelligence because they've been hacking Russia. But we should be meeting with them really soon.
Yeah, right.
We finally managed to figure out a safe location for the two black hat hackers I was about to meet. They call themselves Dahmer and Ross. They're part of the hacking group Ruhain, and say Russian intelligence agencies like the FSB will be very interested in knowing who they are. So if you could say anything to those Russian FSB investigators, what would you tell them?
You can go and
You can go and... Well, you heard them.
You're an ally. So you have evidence then that they're actually after you.
Yes.
And you don't give a f***.
Why should I? I'm on my ground. I'm on my soil. I'm in my country, protecting my country.
But if they invade at some point,
we should fight back.
You sure to speak English good?
This is war.
This is war. So this is all war to you.
Yes. It is a war. Not using the direct shot fires and guns, but we're using the codes, the exploits, keyboards, and all this stuff. But it's still a war. We are not waging war against a civilian Russian civilian. We're waging war against the criminal Russian government.
Do you want to explain some of the biggest hacks that Ruhain has ever done?
Well, yes, we looked at it.
I listened to them already. We broke into the Russian Federation state drum. Broke into a few domains, Falcon Flames, Trinity. With informants, we put a huge number of documents and letters. Trading information. I think that after we learned to use each other's methods, then break-ins will become even more massive in the future. So I think the best break-ins are in the future.
The conflict in Ukraine is almost 3 years old and counting. As I know from my own experience, getting shot at or being shelled is a daily occurrence in certain parts of the country. But if Russia really was behind the power grid attacks in western Ukraine, or even if Russia just allowed a private company to do it, a major line has been crossed. Our critical infrastructure in the U.S. and Canada is just as vulnerable to cyber threats as Ukraine's. So if someone really wanted to turn the lights off in North America, they probably could. And given that there have been no serious repercussions for what happened in Ukraine, what's really stopping someone from doing it again?
Well, there you have it.
they're telling you what they're going to do here. And these are the heads-up warnings that are always given that we should always be mindful of. I always like to say they always tell you before they do it. And this is one of the cases in which they were actually telling you what they plan on doing. They plan, in my opinion, they plan on, because of the infrastructure is so vulnerable and was purposely made vulnerable and kept vulnerable even now, so that when at the appropriate time when that trap is sprung, most people will be unaware as to what was happening, and they will be victimized from it, and they will fall for, and they will expect a savior to come about. And believe me, this system plans on subjugating, enslaving people even further than what they have now. And they're going to come out with new guidelines, new terrorist alerts, new list of people, just like they think about it, the no-fly zone list, the different things that you have to go through in order to fly now. This was all coerced and put together intentionally to actually take from you your self-determining and sovereignty. Very, very crucial. So I hope you caught a lot of the lines and read between the lines and picked up what was really going on here and what their plan is, because they will always tell you what they're going to do. And this is going to affect the alternative media as well, which Black Talk Radio Network will be classified as. So we got a caller in queue. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. So we're going to get ready to go to one of our callers that's in queue. And we have a caller from 70786 area code. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Hey, it's Sharif Ali.
Brother Sharif Ali, what's going on, brother?
Peace, brother. Your show is on fire right now, man. You just told us that they're ready to shut the lights down at any moment in the state. That was crazy. I love you for that, man. Your show is awesome. Thank you for Tando Radio, Black Talk Radio Network. Shout out, y'all doing well.
Man, you know what, Sharif, they told you. And this is how, you know, one of the things that, you know, I'm not a movie watcher, but I know a lot of our listeners and, you know, some people here are movie watchers. It's important to watch movies because there's predictive programming in the movies. And they tell you things way before. And at the very end of this, this actually was divulged what their plan is. They're going to create the conflict, the crisis, that's going to create the conflict that's going to create the necessity for them to come in and solve the problem. Everyone will be begging them to solve the problems. And when they beg them to solve the problems, what is the system going to do? They're going to say, yes, I'll fix it, but this is what you're going to have to do. These are the changes that you're going to have to live by now. And they're going to control and rule you even further. Man, it's so... This is so deep and this is so old, but the thing is that most of us don't plan 100, 300, 400, 1,000, a million years in advance, but they do. And they know the psychological profile because we tell everything that we're thinking and what we want to do on social media. And that's okay if you do that, but see, the most important thing is that we talk, we don't do. And that becomes a real, real big problem. So, man, Sharif, I didn't tell you that. You know, they told us. They told all of us together. And reading between the lines, you got it.
You know, so, that it. You know, it's, you know, if they're planning years in advance, you know, we need to be getting back to our astrology and doing that. You know,
I'm
not a believer in it, but we got to be putting our astrology thinking caps on. You know. And getting busy out here, folks. Everybody wants to claim that they a Virgo or a Libra or an Aquarius. Like, come on, like, you know, brother, I go deep with this. We go deep with the science out here nowadays, you know. So the astrology is does help you plan, you know, hundreds of years out, thousands of years out. And we do need to get back to that science, man, you know. So shout out to you, brother.
Man, well said,
Sharif, because you're absolutely right. We need to go back to our ancient way of doing and the culture that we established and stop being that actual bacteria that has taken on the DNA of the infiltrating bacteria, which in the and we really have. We have become what we had to endure. And that is a very, very damning thing for our overall generations that we have yet not named. We are placing them in a position of disadvantage by us not upholding our ancestral ties and forgetting our ancestral culture and heritage. And now we go by the fads of today. This is why you see people doing things from a faddish standpoint, and I don't want to name all of the fads that are out that have nothing to do with culture. I'm gonna let you come up with all of that. They have T-shirts that say "Obey," and that's a subliminal message for you to obey. People are doing this and they're doing that, and then they start to do it in blocks of people. And oh, I want to do that because that person did that. We become characters instead of becoming the great individuals that the great Creator has made us in developing our own talents. As the way that we should. And now, let me just say this. Our ancestors had flaws as well, too. But that does not stop us from perfecting our true nature of things, and that should actually motivate us to be better. But we are not. We are moving in the direction that the arrows are pointing. All sheep this way. At some point, we have to go the other way because we choose not to participate. Man, Sharif, much love, much respect. Thank you for the calling, man. As always, well said, well said. All right, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation before we get out of here, give us a call at 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. If you'd like to get in on the conversation before we get out of here, today's Tuesday, so we're going to get out of here a little bit early if we don't have any other callers. I hope you picked up some things. I'm going to just say this. This is, as was said, the new paradigm of war. Well, in actuality, they've been using computer algorithms for a very, very long time. They're just exposing you to it. Whatever you see in technology right now, they're probably 200 or 300 years beyond what they, you know, disclose or what they release to the general population. But still, even though they're 300 and 400 years ahead, they still can never get ahead of you once you decide to be sovereign, free, and independent. That is one thing that technology can never, ever, ever, ever conquer. It can only suppress it by deception. All war is deception. So just want to thank you all. If you have a comment or question that you want to raise before we get out of here, 866-510-9025 before we get out of here. And there are none. So, all right, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. God willing, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Excuse me, the great Creator willing. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. So much love and much respect. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure you give one away. Peace and love to you all. We'll talk to you soon.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.